Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How good is your team at converting leads into new customers? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus on the front wheel of your bike, your ability to win new customers. This is not a new topic for us on this podcast. We've addressed several elements and concepts related to this general topic. But because this is perhaps the biggest challenge that most business owners face in their business, I thought it might be worth addressing it once again. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while now, you've probably heard some of the previous episodes where we've discussed different aspects of winning new customers. For example, back on July 15th of last year, we discussed knowing your ideal customer. Because when you have a clear idea of your ideal customer, you can speak more directly to what they need and want. On August 19th of last year, we discussed understanding your customer's biggest challenges so you could structure your offering to be more laser-focused on what they need help with the most. On November 18th of last year, we outlined the critical elements of winning new customers and discussed the importance of syncing these elements as part of your business strategy. On January 6th of this year, we discussed how your sales process is more like a vacuum than a funnel and how you can change your thinking and impact your sales results. On February 3rd, we discussed asking your current customers for referrals as an important strategy to improve your close or conversion rate. And on July 15th, we discussed how to define your value proposition so that more ideal prospects will tune into your marketing messages. Clearly, this general topic has been covered from several different aspects over these past weeks and months. So why are we talking about it yet again? Well, the short answer is that as business owners, we should never stop learning and growing when it comes to our ability to win new customers. It's the lifeblood of any business, and I would suggest it's perhaps the most important aspect of business success for most all businesses. Which is why today my question for you is, how good is your team at converting leads into customers? And as you think about the answer to this important question, you may be asking, what's your definition of good? I've asked this question of business owners many times, and I get a wide range of responses. Some would say that being good at converting leads into customers would mean that their conversion ratio is above 50%, meaning that if they engage with two leads, they'll close one of them. Others might suggest that a close or conversion ratio of 30%, one out of three, is pretty good. So what's the close or conversion ratio for your team? Do you know it, or are you just guessing at what it might be? Chances are, you've got a ballpark idea, and you don't really know for sure. How do I know that? Well, I ask business owners if their conversion ratio, the percentage of leads that turns into new customers, is a part of their metrics dashboard. And the response I typically get is, I don't have a metrics dashboard, which tells me that they don't track and measure their conversion rate. So it must simply be a guess. Which is why the number one suggestion I make to most business owners is for them to begin tracking and measuring their conversion rate on a weekly basis by salesperson. Until you know and see the numbers posted weekly on a graph or a chart, you'll never really know how much opportunity you're leaving on the table. I had this discussion with a client recently, and when we started tracking the numbers, we found that the salesperson with the highest number of leads, the person with the most opportunities, also had the lowest conversion rate, meaning that most of their leads were being lost or wasted because they weren't very good at converting their leads into customers. Meanwhile, one of their salespersons who had the fewest leads had a very high conversion rate. The only way we could see the opportunity that they were missing was to track, measure, and post their results each and every week. That's why my number one recommendation for every business owner is to make the tracking, measuring, and posting of leads and conversion rate on a weekly basis a requirement for every salesperson on your team. Simply tracking, measuring, and posting your sales activity will highlight the opportunities and open the discussion to improve your conversion of leads into customers. Once you know your numbers and are tracking them regularly, the next question should be, who on the team is using the best sales approach? The likely answer is that while there is probably a best way to communicate your value proposition, share your unique benefits, and address your prospects' biggest frustrations, no one on your team is using the best approach. Which leads to my second recommendation, to have your sales team role-play their sales pitches. Some won't be very excited about this idea, but doing this will highlight how differently each salesperson represents your business to your prospects. It seems that each time we do this exercise, we learn that each salesperson is approaching their leads using a different sales message, a different sales tone, and a different sales approach. While you might think this makes sense, since we're all unique individuals and our style will be different, the reality is that if everyone's communicating differently, then it's likely that no one is using the best approach. As the business owner, you should be constantly seeking the best approach to share your uniqueness with your new prospects. And you should be constantly reviewing, updating, and improving your best sales approach. Role-playing is a great way to address this. It's quite simple to do. Simply have one salesperson play the role of the prospect and have another simply go through the actions, motions, and communications they have in a typical selling situation. The others on the team are simply observers who will take notes and provide constructive feedback. As you switch roles and each salesperson gets to role-play their sales pitch, the collective feedback and critique becomes improvement that everyone can incorporate into their approach. Ideally, after going through multiple role-play scenarios, it will become easy to create a model script that you can share with everyone on the team. That model can be followed, improved upon, and revisited each time the sales team meets for sales training. As a business owner, you win on several levels. Your sales team becomes more comfortable sharing how they're presenting the company to your prospects. Your sales team essentially practices amongst themselves rather than practicing on the next prospect. Your sales team will become very familiar and comfortable with your value proposition and why it matters to your ideal prospects. And your sales team collectively builds a best approach sales script that can be used to train newly hired sales team members. Getting better at converting leads into customers is not rocket science, but it's not a formula either. It takes the commitment and determination to track, measure, and post your sales activity, the repetition of role-playing with your sales team, and the ongoing creation and updating of your ideal or best sales approach. If you can instill these practices into your business, those who are charged with helping you win new customers will be better and better, your conversion rates will go higher and higher, and your success will get bigger and bigger. What could be better than that? As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. No one wants to watch their hard-earned leads go wasted because your team's winging it. I'd welcome the opportunity to help you put the necessary structure and discipline behind your sales process. Thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. All business owners want to improve their ability to convert leads into customers. Recommending this podcast to your business owner colleagues will not only help them, but will demonstrate that you're a valuable resource they can trust. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss success, 7 keys to achieving it. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.